This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Major stocks of swordfish, cod, and sea bass are in decline, but according to statistics gathered by the United Nations, the overall amount of fish caught in the world's oceans has been increasing over the last decade. Evidence, some would say, that the health of the oceans is improving. A study in the journal Nature says those statistics are wrong, and the authors blame China. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, is the only institution that gathers global fisheries statistics. Daniel Powley at the University of British Columbia sees the numbers everywhere.
You take a trade magazines like Fishing News International, and they will have a big cover page that says, FAO reports biggest catch ever. And under that, you have a picture of a boat that is bigger than three football fields that says, biggest trawler ever. And the two things belong together. If the catch is increasing, then you should have more boats to go catch it, right? But all of this is not the case.
Powley and a colleague took the FAO data and looked at it. Really, looked at it.
Instead of having numbers and tables, boring stuff, we're making maps, which look like weather maps. And when you do such a map, you immediately see that something is wrong with China because it has monstrous catches. It's like a red blot or like a monstrous storm on a weather map.
Now, it could be that the China coast is just a fabulous area for fishing, and it is. But it's not that good, Powley says. To estimate the actual number of fish that would be caught in various parts of the world, he and a colleague developed a computer model. It took into account water temperature, depth, the number of fish caught at similar latitudes. The predictions matched the reported catches everywhere except China. According to the model, China is probably only catching half as many fish as it says it is. Powley thinks he knows why the numbers are exaggerated.
It turns out that in China, the observers, the civil servants that are reporting catches are also the one in charge of increasing production. And as a result, people get promoted if they report big catch. So what is the result? They over-report. They over-report big time.
Or used to. The Chinese government says that was true before 1998, but since then it has initiated a zero growth policy, limiting catches to 1998 levels. Even so, other scientists still think there's something fishy going on.
My own view is that Daniel's probably right. Somehow the numbers just don't look right.
Lee Alverson is a researcher at Natural Resource Consultants. He's done studies for environmental groups and various governments. Alverson calls the paper gutsy, though it won't do much for international relations.
It sort of suggests that the Chinese communist system has driven them to put these numbers up there when they aren't true. That's basically what part of the paper says, and I don't think they're going to be very happy about it.
China has vowed to keep better statistics. Richard Granger, head of fishery data and statistics for the United Nations, was in Beijing last week. He says China is also improving management of its fisheries.
They have introduced regulations to introduce catch limitations. They have clamped down on unlicensed fishing vessels, and they have extended some quite long seasonal closures in most Chinese coastal waters.
China is one of the largest fishing countries in the world. Its high yields led some to conclude there were more and more fish in the sea every year. If China's numbers are exaggerated, then it's possible the total number of fish pulled from the ocean has actually been decreasing over the last few years, a bad omen for the seas. The authors of this paper did not correct for underreporting, fishermen who avoid recording how much they've caught to avoid taxes. It could be those adjustments will lead to a more optimistic outlook for the seas, but they doubt it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.